Thanks, Brad. Good morning. A credit card fraud case as the Fortuna police ask for the public's help in identifying two subjects who used a stolen credit card at several locations throughout Humboldt County. The crime occurred at the end of January, and the suspects have not yet been identified. If you know who these subjects may be, please call the crime hotline at 1-800-78-CRIME. Callers will be eligible for a reward up to $1,000 if their information leads to an arrest and conviction. College of the Redwoods received two concerns from accreditors. Interim President Utpal Goswami explains.
So accreditors come in and look, we meet certain standards. So two of the areas they found that we did not meet the standard very well, one has to do with student learning outcomes, and the other has to do with institutional planning. These are two areas that trip up most institutions.
Like Goswami said, there are a lot of components, and it's a continuing challenge to keep on top of what's expected from accreditors. For Brookings, a winter weather advisory about 1,500 feet remains in effect until 10 a.m. this morning. Snow showers will continue, with up to an additional 1 inch of snow possible. The snow will create hazardous driving conditions on area roads and highways, including Highway 42. For the rest of the region, rainy weather can cause power outages as well as driving obstacles. CHP Public Information Officer Paul Dalen reminds motorists to pay extra attention to their vehicle's upkeep.
Make sure your vehicle's suitable for the roadway for the inclement weather. You know, the windshield wipers, the tire pressure, the tire depth, tread depth. Have that go bag ready to go. Let people know where you're going. You know, if you are if you're heading out of the area and you got family you're going to see, let them know where you're going, what routes you're taking. And, just keep a good space cushion between you and the vehicle around you.
Stay tuned to this station for weather updates. With the tax season around the corner, we ask CPA Bill McCauley, who needs a CPA?
In many cases, they've got some complexity to their return or something they're not comfortable with dealing with. There are different levels of service providers out there that are available. Different people have different experiences and qualifications. Many people, make the judgment that, hey, I've got a rental and I kind of feel like that's more than I feel comfortable with. Or for many people, it's just I don't want to, I want somebody to do my return because I know that they'll ask me the right questions and I know they'll sign the return and I'll feel very comfortable that my return's been prepared appropriately.
He also pointed out that not all the returns he gets are complex. People often hire a CPA for peace of mind. More KINS News, it's right after this.
Here's Redwood Capital Bank customer Joaquin Freixas of Swanland's Camera.
I've been a customer of Redwood Capital Bank since 2008. Swanland's is a locally owned business and I like to deal with a local bank because it helps support the community. The atmosphere at Redwood Capital Bank is warm and friendly and the staff gets to know you. It's great to be a little part of it.
We believe in living our values every day.
Redwood Capital Bank, our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is the second report bringing you a new feature segment called Our Community, where each month we take on a local topic, highlighting aspects of it every Monday. This month the topic is unemployment. Today we're looking at the history of unemployment in our region. Historically for our region, logging, agriculture with dairy and sheep, as well as the fishing industry, were the leading industries. Over a few decades, due to an increasing regulatory market and higher extraction costs for industry, our region has shifted from an above-board agricultural area to be replaced by an underground-based economy and a dominance on medical and government jobs. The medical industry commands the top money-making position on average, with surgeons and physicians taking a strong lead. And according to statistics from the state of California, the top five occupations, the occupations that make the most money for our region, are all healthcare-related. Tune in Monday of next week as we discuss what employment opportunities currently exist here at our community. And speaking of jobless claims, California reports the largest increase in new claims. The Golden State has been swinging back between high decreases and increases in jobless claims, with just over 4,500 new people claiming benefits. The latest numbers are being blamed on layoffs in the manufacturing industry, reports the Sacramento Business Journal. With the KINS of the news, I'm Anthony Mantova.